Transportation planning for most of our cities used to mean street planning and maintenance, provide places for cars and trucks and keep those roads in decent shape. Now transportation planning takes more than just the four-wheel and more motor vehicles into account. Pedestrians get more consideration now, and so do bicycles. Bike lanes exist now in places that previously had barely any space between the curb and the cars. It's a relief to bicyclists and a boost to the reputation of the city of Ashland, which just gained recognition as the most improved bicycle-friendly city in the country, moving from bronze to gold status on a list from the League of American Bicyclists. How did Ashland get so far into the improvement category? Let's talk about that with Ashland Public Works Director Mike Font back in the studio today. Mike, good to have you back.
Hey, thank you, Jeff.
So congratulations. Was this a bit of a surprise?
Well, it was, Jeff, because we had the designation from bronze to gold a year ago. So we were very pleased to see that recognition this year.
All right, so what does it mean? Gold is gold the top of the scale, first of all?
No, platinum's the top of the scale, and then certainly we would like to at some point move to the top of the scale to the platinum category.
All right, and I see that you provided a list here from the League of American Bicyclists for the BFCs, the bicycle-friendly cities. So Oregon has one platinum, and that's Portland, which should not be surprising considering how bicycle-heavy Portland is. Three golds now in the state of Oregon: Ashland, Corvallis, and Eugene.
Yeah, and I think that's good company for us. I think that both Eugene and Corvallis have great bike programs as well. So
what were the factors that led to the identification as a most improved city? I mean, first of all, what kinds of things go into deciding what makes you a bronze or a silver or a gold or even platinum?
Yeah, it's actually a pretty complicated application. They look for several activities within your community. I think probably the most important is the recently adopted multimodal transportation master plan, along with the road diet. The road diet that actually created bike lanes where we had no bike lanes through a major corridor. I do want to say that road diet is not just about bikes, though. It is about auto safety improvements as well. On top of that, some of the things within our master plan include shared roads, a bit of a new concept where all modes of transportation can coexist within the same 18-foot space. It identifies very specifically projects for all modes as well, bike, pedestrian, auto, and transit. We have bike sharrows out in the street systems now on A Street.
Those are the arrows on the pavement?
Yeah, chevrons with the bike's symbols. And what that does, it lets the cars know that there are bikes sharing that space with them. It also shows the bikes where they should be placed when they're riding up and down the road as well. So other things they look for are the type of public education programs that we have. We have several certified bike instructors in this area now. We also have the United Bicycle Institute in the area, seven bike stores within the area, several nationally ranked bike events like the Mountain Lakes Challenge, the Spring Thaw Mountain Bike Festival, the Ashland Mountain Challenge Enduro. And then we have a large bike club, the Siskiyou Vela, that's got over 330 members in the county area. So those are all the factors they look at. I do want to give credit to somebody on our staff, Judy Vicini, who really pulled this whole application together last year. And she used to be on our staff. She's now moved on. But she did a great job. And I think between her work and all the valuable bike facilities and activities we have in our community is really what led from that bronze to the gold.
So. All right, so it's not just a matter of getting nominated and they come and look at your stuff. I mean, you actually have to put this whole, sounds like a pile of paperwork in.
You do. It's very complex, but I think that Ashland really does set the standard, I think, and the gold rate. I think we certainly deserve the gold rating. I do want to say there are projects in the transportation system plan, improvements, those bike projects I alluded to, that still need to take place. We're currently, one of the items identified as a weakness in terms of the bike system is the downtown area. And we're currently in the middle of a downtown multimodal transportation study that will lead to some solution to that as well. So,
multimodal just means different modes of transportation?
Almost. It's actually parking and multimodal. So, the approach is not just bikes or just pedestrians or just transit. It's really making sure our community is multimodal. Let people have choices in terms of which modes of transportation they like to take. So.
Over the course of a career in public works, though, I'm guessing this is a pretty significant departure from what used to be the norm, maybe when your career started, that you'd just think about, hey, let's make sure we have places for people to drive and park, and the rest of it was just sort of like, what do you got left?
So now you're dating me at this point.
I was being careful not to mention years or gray hairs.
Yes, that's true. That is true. I think early on in my career, it was really more auto-centric, and I think I'm really pleased to see that transition for all transportation system planning, that we're really starting to look at multimodal at this stage. There's a benefit to that as well, as we keep trying to build our way out of the congestion side for auto. When we provide alternate modes and people take those alternate trips, then they're not in the car. So ultimately, there's some advantage to that across the board. So
how long a journey has it taken just the city of Ashland itself? I mean, obviously, some of this, like having stores and events and clubs, bike instructors are not really mm-hmm. necessarily connected directly to any action by the city itself, but the city began to turn things around. How long ago then?
Well, they were designated the Bronze in 2004, and so this process started before that. There used to be a bicycle committee or a commission that's now combined with the Transportation Commission that really started working on that type of facilities improvements and try to make those things happen within Ashland.
So is there anything lower than a bronze rating, or
I believe that bronze is the lowest ranking, yeah.
So. All right. So it's interesting, though, that, I mean, and obviously the reason that the city got identified as most improved is you jumped straight from bronze to gold. Have you found out if that is unusual?
Yeah. Well, from our perspective, in what little bit of research we've done, it is unusual to see somebody jump two steps. We should have likely gone from bronze to silver as the next logical step, but we had made so many improvements from 2004 to 2013 that they recognize those improvements and award us the gold ring. Now, when you send an application in, you don't say, we're applying for silver or bronze or gold.
You just say, hey, what do you think?
Yeah, we say, here's what we've done since the last application, and then they gave us that designation to gold. So.
I'm curious to know what you know about the standards, though. I mean, I wonder if the application that you put in to get the bronze in 2004 might have gotten you nothing this year. If they've been continuing to raise the standards as they go along.
You know, I'm not sure about that. I would think that, you know, we had done significant work in 04. I think if we were to see a similar application today, would likely result in a bronze. I do know that, you know, they do demand quite a bit in terms of moving up in that classification. I don't know that that was the case in 2004.
Mike Fott is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the Public Works Director for the City of Ashland. We're talking about the designation of Ashland as the most improved bicycle-friendly city in the country from the League of American Bicyclists. Jumped from its old bronze up to a gold level. There's still a platinum yet to be attained here, and the city apparently will pursue that, as you heard. Join us on the Exchange with your questions and comments at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Any idea what per capita bike use is? I mean, if Ashland is way above cities of similar size or anything like that?
Yeah, I don't have any stats that talk about the total number of bikes that we use. We have been measuring bicycle usage on North Main as part of the evaluation of how effective that is. But in terms of per capita, I don't have those numbers. So.
All right. I noticed that you hastened to add that the road diet on North Main Street leading out of downtown Ashland, mm-hmm. where you've got what was two lanes in each direction is now one lane in each direction with larger bike lanes and a center suicide lane, as some people call it. I think you probably prefer center turn lane.
Center turn lane, yes.
but you hastened to add that was not just for bicycles. Bicycles got a lot out of it, but it was not just designed for bicycles?
No, this is really a safety improvement for vehicles as well as taking the additional real estate that was there when we converted it back to the three lanes for bicycle lanes as well. And some of the conflicts with a four-lane configuration or left-hand turn conflicts, and we were able to eliminate those. So that center lane becomes a refuge for people that are trying to pull off at the side road rather than trying to cross two busy lanes of traffic and merge into a fast lane. They can now move into that center lane in a refuge and then ease into the traffic at that point. And at least the first year we saw a reduction in accidents. We're now in the evaluation period for this year to see how we're doing, and I believe we're doing just as well this year. So,
and I know we had you talking about this before. Is the road diet permanent now?
The council did approve it permanent back in October. We're still, though, they've instructed us to do another year of evaluation. We're going to really, that evaluation will take a look at three different segments, the spring, summer, and again the fall, which are the peak season, peak use.
All right, we have an email here from Bruce in Ashland who asks, when are we going to finish the bike path along the railroad tracks from downtown Ashland through the, I think he means the Billings Ranch area, to meet up with the Bear Creek Trail? Also, get the bikers to stop for pedestrians, follow the rules, and drive on the right side of the road, please.
Actually, if I can start with the bicyclists following the rules, I would concur with that. It's probably important for those bicyclists out there to remember that they have, if they don't follow the rules of the road, they're also subject to being ticketed. And some of the bike education programs we have, there's a diversion program where when they are ticketed, they go through a training program in terms of how to follow the rules of the road. But I couldn't agree more with making sure that bikes follow the rules because it makes them more predictable to the auto side of it. As far as the extensions of the, I believe, is that the Greenway extension?
Yeah, he asks about the along the railroad tracks from downtown Ashland through the Billings Ranch area to meet up with the Bear Creek Trail.
Yeah, as I said in the master plan, we have several different pedestrian trails that we want to see improved eventually. It really comes down to this point of the funding. Our Transportation Commission is right now going through a prioritization process for each of the modes and then ultimately putting them into the top priorities. But we compete for those funds with other cities in the Rogue Valley. Limited funds, but certainly we'll continue to pursue those high-priority projects in terms of funding.
I'm curious, when you talked about the ticketing, and granted, I know this is not directly your department, but bicyclists do get traffic tickets in Ashland from the sounds of it.
They do. I've actually am one of the instructors, and we have them come through diversion programs, and it's really amazing to see the difference from folks that have been cited once they go through a training program, how much clearer it is in terms of what the rules of the road are. So
basically, should anybody on a – well, turns into a bit of a question for where you are using your bicycle in the city of Ashland, because they are allowed on sidewalks and in crosswalks.
Except in the downtown.
Yeah. But so sometimes you're a vehicle and sometimes you're a pedestrian. Yeah. But most of the time, should you be operating like a vehicle if you're on a bicycle?
Yes, really, that's the best advice, is operate and be predictable as a vehicle. If you're on the road, come to a full stop, the stop sign, put your foot down so that the drivers know what you're doing. Signal, I think as you're changing lanes, just like in a car, you want to look, signal, and make sure people know what you're doing. So,
is there a next big thing, Mike Fought, something else that Ashland is going to do that will gather a lot of attention at once, like the road diet that will be bicycle-friendly, one big thing?
Yeah, I think probably there's a couple things that we're working on. Again, I mentioned the downtown parking and multimodal state. I suspect there'll be some kind of recommendation for bike improvements through the downtown area as well. And then the other thing we're looking at for pedestrian corridor, actually we're looking at soliciting approval from the city council to submit a grant application for a pedestrian study on Siskiyou Boulevard. From Siskiyou Boulevard, also Ashland and that whole SOU area. We want to really evaluate the pedestrian, and that would include some bike improvements as well in that area. So those are probably the next two big ones that we'll be looking at.
Any challenges in the way Ashland is laid out to making it bike-friendly? It is a city of hills, that's for sure.
Well, certainly, we have some steep grade, but people around town, bicyclists, seem to be able to manage those grades. I mean, we have people riding up pretty steep grade all the time around here. Will the majority of people do that? Probably not. But the corridor that we're trying to work on for giving people options was really in the fairly flat part of the community. So,
all right. Well, congratulations then. You jumped from the old bronze rating from 2004 up to a gold rating this year from the League of American Bicyclists and got listed as the most improved bicycle-friendly city in the country.
Yeah, that's very cool. So thank you, Jeff.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Mike Fought, the Ashland Public Works Director, joining us on the Jefferson Exchange today.